Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century by Kleinie Huggins is a comprehensive and important examination of the education standard in today's era. Thought-provoking, easy to read and comprehend, Kleinie gives readers pointers on being the best parents they can be in this digital age. Called a must-read for those who want to raise a well-rounded child that can be successful in society, socially, as well as academically. Kleinie Huggins was reared in a small rural community in Wharton, Texas, educated in public schools. After high school, she moved to Houston, Texas, began her career by enrolling in college in home economics. Graduated with a bachelor's degree, became a substitute teacher. She enjoyed teaching in elementary schools, went on to get a second bachelor's degree in elementary education, becoming a full-time teacher. Kleinie also holds a master's degree in administrative education. Her teaching career lasted for 37 years. She loved teaching and helping kids reach their greatest potential in education. And that passion continues with her inspirational How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. And author Kleinie Huggins joins us on This Week in America. Kleinie, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is really an important book, How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. What inspired you to write this book? Why did you decide, okay, I'm a retired educator, I feel strongly. Why did you decide to write this book?
Rick, I love education so well. And I taught for 37 years, and I just gave it everything I had. So before I retired, I started thinking, you know, what could I do to keep this passion up, my love for children, and how to keep helping parents and their children. So then I decided maybe I would open a private school, or maybe I would write a wonderful book. So what I did, all of the good materials that I got when I was teaching, I just put them back. And when I did retire, all of my good books and all of my material, it took up one large room of my house.
Wow.
So I just said, my husband kept telling me, well, maybe you should throw some of that away or all of it in one. I told him I just couldn't do that. So I kept all of that material. So then I was going to start writing the book right after I retired. But then a sad thing happened. My mom passed. And one thing I had said, when I retired, I would spend a lot of time with my mom. I was thinking about maybe like going down to her house on Friday and spending the whole weekend.
Oh, yes.
But that didn't happen because she passed right after. But so it took me a while to get over that and move on. So when I did, I went right to my house. In my the large bedroom that I have, and started working. And I worked, and I worked. First, I had to come up with a name. So I wanted to have the best name that I could possibly have. So I thought of How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. That sounds like a good name, and that sounds like me, which I have just a love for education. This is why I'm writing this book. I want to continue to help parents and their children. And I think in this day and time, everything that's going on, this book is really needed. And I'm glad to roll my sleeves up and dig in and help as the best that I can do.
Well, it's interesting. This is sort of like a private school that you've created with the world as a classroom, because with the book, you're able to help so many people, so many more people than just having a private school. You're able to touch so many lives, again, across the country. And reading the reviews, they're excellent. And there is a need for a book like this. And it's totally comprehensive, as well. You'll find out as we continue the conversation with Kleinie on the program. And Kleinie is C-L-Y-N-I-E. Huggins, H-U-G-G-I-N-S, if you're Googling. The book is How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. You'll find it the usual places, Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, also from the publisher infusedmedia.co, and we'll have all that on our website. You had so much material, a room full of material, 37 years of notes, maybe not written down, but stored mentally. How long did it take you to write this book?
It took me 2 years because I started sorting through everything that I could use. And then I dug in and wrote the book. And the next thing I got was a publishing company. And then with the publishing company, they worked with me to get it in book form. And that took about 2 years. So when I really did got everything together, it was published in 2019.
And it's so valuable. It's a book that parents, other educators should be reading as well. What audience are you trying to reach with this book? Is there a specific group that you feel really needs to read this book, How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century?
Yes, parents and then all educators should read this book.
And it's so important, and it's so well laid out, and it's got the benefit of all of your years in the classroom, as well as thinking and worried about the students in a changing atmosphere as they're going through the 21st century, what we need to do to make them better students, better people as they get out of school and go into the world. Is there a particular message you're trying to convey in writing this book? And maybe not just one, but several messages. What's the main takeaway you want for the book?
Well, the main takeaway that I want to give the readers is for parents that do not have children yet, if they plan to have children, just to start planning what they will do, how they will educate their children. So when they do have children, they can get right into it. But the parents that do have children already, they can just start right where they are, because this is a self-help book. And it's a guide. And believe me, I took a lot of time with this book. And I do believe if you follow the guide, the parents and their children will be successful. And successful is finishing, going through elementary, middle school, and high school, and on to college.
The book is How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. Kleine Huggins, the author and our guest. Book at Amazon, the usual places, including the publisher, infusedmedia.co. Can you give us an example or two of how parents can accomplish the goals that you just talked about?
Yes. First, parents, and this question is comes a little bit later. But parents are their child's first teacher. So when you have children, it's good to get to know your child and to see if the child, everything is normal about your child. If you see anything that you think is not normal, it's time for you to take an assessment and take that assessment to your doctor, which is your pediatrician, and if that doctor can't solve the problem, to go further with it. But most pediatricians will know, refer you to the right person. So if you think there's abnormality or disability in your child, don't wait until they get to school. Dig in and start and do the right thing by your child or your children yourself. Because after all, the parents are their children's first teacher, and you want to be a great teacher.
And that comes across in the book. We so often think first teacher, that'll be like in pre-K or the first grade teacher they have. Even years before that, it's the role of the parent, and that's all described so well by Kleine in the book, How to Educate Your Children. I'll pick up on what you just said, talking about the early stages. Do you think the early stages of child development are important, are crucial. And I'm getting the impression that, boy, you feel this is the laying the groundwork, isn't it, for education?
Yes, it is. Yes. This is really laying the groundwork. And parents might think they know everything about children, but they really don't. And knowing this, it would be wise to educate yourself. And you can educate yourself through good books, also great websites, and also talking to people that already have children that are successful. But it will be time for you to dig in and get started and doing what you need to do so that you and also your children can be successful in education.
And this book will be a reference guide that you will be very thankful that you have this as the child goes through the educational process. You'll be referring to it quite frequently during that process. Why should parents set goals for their children at birth, such as education? And you talk about that in How to Educate Your Children. Why is goal setting for children at birth, and you've got a whole section on, as you mentioned, for expectant parents, why is that so important?
Well, it's important to set goals for your children so you can know exactly where your children are going. And then you know your children better than anybody else. And first thing you will start thinking about is whether you want your children to go to a private school or a public school. Both have advantages and disadvantages. But it would be the parents, this would be the parents' call. They would have to do this. And I'm not going to specify it because that wouldn't be fair right now. Maybe in the next book I might specify some things, but there are some things, disadvantages and advantages, that I have in my book for public schools and private schools. So this will be the parents' call again to make the decision to set their goals, where they want their children to go, what they want their children to accomplish, and to be really successful in education. So get started as soon as possible.
Why is education so important in a child's life? And that would seem like the obvious answer is because that's sort of who you become after you leave school. But we think of it in terms of academics. It's really much more than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, I believe that education is the key to success. In fact, I live and breathe that. One reason why parents worry about their children so much, even when they are in school, when they finish the 12th grade and go off to college, parents are steady worrying about their children. So why not try to get them the best education that's possible? And from my take on things, I believe education is the key to success. And if you ask me why, I will tell you it will afford your child a great job. And it might not happen that first year or that second year, but they are qualified. So look for them to get a great job. And with a great job comes finances. And we need finances to live. That's the number one thing. And we need first food, clothing, but that's just basic. And then after the basics, we need, young people want things. They want nice things. They want a nice house. They want nice clothes. And they want nice cars. They want to have nice vacations. And all of these things cost money. So if you are looking to really make some good money, first I think you should start with a great education. And in this book, it will give you information that will guide you through all of this.
The book is How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. The author is Kleine Huggins, that's C-L-Y-N-I-E, Huggins is H-U-G-G-I-N-S. Book available Amazon, all the usual places. The publisher, book available there as well as infusedmedia.co. You can find all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about some of the topics that you discussed that maybe are overlooked by parents. Talk about those, because when I say this is comprehensive, it really is. It's not just necessarily education from a classroom standpoint. It's real life situations as well. Talk about some of the topics that you bring about in the book, how to educate your children in the 21st century.
Okay. Well, first I'll repeat some things. As I said, parents need to be educated also in child development. And sometimes they might be a little ashamed to ask people. But most grandparents will jump in and help their children. But the parents really need this education for themselves. Because say, for instance, if there is something that the doctor finds that is not quite right with your child, if they have something that could be corrected by you, okay, you will need to do this. When you some children have a disability, and that's another thing. Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed of a child's disability. Just get the job done, get with the teacher, and of course in public schools, they make it real easy because they find out everything. They take notes from the teacher, and then they have a professional to come in. And that professional will test your child. And depending on what, if they qualify for special ed, if they qualify for speech, they will be responsible for getting this. And this is so in public school.
Yes.
They will get all of these services for parents. So, like I said, don't be afraid, because your job is to let your child, help your child get the best education that they can get.
The book is How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century by Kleine Huggins, 37 years in education. I have a few minutes left here. I want to talk about the changes. Parents may think, you know, I got through school okay. Kids will have it. We'll have it just as nice as I did, just as easy possibly as I did. I got through it okay. You saw probably many changes, technological changes, as you were going through those 37 years. Talk about technology now, and boy, how that's changed everything, and how you've seen it change the classroom. We've got social media, which presents distractions. It presents opportunities for bullying. How difficult is it now to be a student in this 21st century with all of the technology we have?
Okay, it's very difficult. First, let me speak a little bit about the school that your child is going through. If this is a new school or this is your first time enrolling your child at this school, just look online at the statistics and see what kind of school it is. How are the grades there? What kind of teachers do they have at this school? And statistic-wise, it will tell you quite a bit. And if you don't like any of the information that you see online about this school, say, for instance, if it's a school in your neighborhood and your children are zoned to that school, well, you don't have to use that neighborhood school. You can get another school. You can get in the district magnet schools, and they just have abundance of schools that you could let your children go to one of these schools, and you observe your children and see exactly where they will fit. And while you are doing all of this, try to find out what your child is interested in. Some children have natural gifts. So if you see your child with a natural gift, say maybe he likes to play with a lot of things that doctors use in their office, or a nurse. Okay, right away, that kid might be a genius in the medical field. So that's why you have to watch your children so closely, because it's very important. And when kids get, when they get a certain age, they think they know what they want to do, but they really don't. They need the parents there to guide them. And if parents are educated in education, they are up on everything, and they will know exactly which way to guide their school, and that is in the right type of school for your child.
And I guess this is where technology comes to our benefit now, because it's very easy to track schools and get all this information to make better, more informed decisions as an adult. The book is How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. Kleinie Huggins, our guest and the author in the program. A couple minutes left. I want to talk about your background. You really enjoyed, I think in particular, the years of teaching like second and third grades. Talk about that. Is that sort of where the foundation is laid for who they are as a student and a person that early in the educational process?
Yes, that process it is. But from the beginning, when I was doing substitute work, and it worked out to my advantage, I taught pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, and then I went on to second and third grade. You will find out that your learning, basically, it begins at home with especially your learning process of language. You will get all your language skills, say, for instance, speech, at home. So when that kid comes to pre-K, that kid will be well-versed in learning. Okay, and when they go to kindergarten, that's a little bit harder than pre-K. Okay, they learn so much there, and then pre-K to first grade. Now, what they do in these early schools for kids to be successful is they have to learn the basics. Now, the basics do not change. They stay the same. They might change the way the kids learn the basics, but basically the basics do not change. And some parents will say, well, they don't do it like I did it in school. They do it a different way. Okay, go to a bookstore or go to a teacher supply bookstore, and they will have your kids' grade level there. Just buy two or three books there and help your child with practice work, and also help yourself also. Because sometimes parents need to learn these new methods right along with their children. And this is how your success begins. And the basics do not change. They just get harder. So you are right there helping your child along, right there guiding them to the next level. And if they have all of this the way that you're guiding your children, they can't help from but to be successful. It's not what they want, it's what's best for them. And that's a successful education.
Well, a very valuable resource for teachers, for parents certainly, is How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century, the book by Kleinie Huggins, that's C-L-Y-N-I-E, Huggins, H-U-G-G-I-N-S. The book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Publisher, book available there, infusedmedia.co. And all this information on our website. Kleinie, that passion is still there. I can tell it in your voice as you're talking about education, spent decades in educating children and doing it so well, and now sharing that in the book, How to Educate Your Children. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. And I hope that the parents and educators will get this book. And also, in the meantime, I'm starting on book two of How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century. There's some things that I need to work on a little bit harder for parents and their students to continue to guide make sure your parent, your kids are doing what they need to do, guide them in whatever they need to do, sports and everything else. But like if your child is gifted, let him work, do some work in that area also. And while they are going to school, they can't help from but to love it. And then when they get to the 12th grade, they will be ready to go to college. And just take your child's hand and lead him. You know, this is what you like to do. So I'm going to lead you to the correct schools. And please don't let your child go all the way through school. And when they get to the end of the 12th grade, they don't know what they are going to do. Start at least about 4 years away from the 12th grade, grooming your child, letting him or her know what's in store for them.
That wisdom in Clancy's book, you don't want to get to graduation and ask the question, now what? You should have that pretty well determined getting to that stage. All of Clancy's wisdom and knowledge and education and experience in the book, How to Educate Your Children in the 21st Century, Clancy Huggins, the author. Book at Amazon and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.